WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Students attending at least three College Station elementary schools will have new principals in August. That's the result of filling who will be in charge when the district's 10th elementary opens in August of 2019. Superintendent Clark Ely announced the first principal at Riverbend will be Robin Jones, who is finishing her fourth year at Rock Prairie. The new principal at Rock Prairie is Jeff Duran, the principal at Creekview the past 4 years. And taking over at Creekview is Annette Rohrback, who has been the principal at Pebble Creek for the last 8 years. And the search is underway to fill the vacancy at Pebble Creek. Dr. Ely says internal and external candidates will be considered. A special meeting of the Bryan City Council tomorrow at noon takes up the possibility of a small reduction in natural gas rates due to a drop in federal tax rates.
We are working with each individual city to get this federal tax reform instituted.
Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says Bryan is a member of one group of cities that negotiates rates, while College Station, which approved lower rates last week, is a member of another group. According to background information for tomorrow's Bryan Council meeting, the reduced rates could start as soon as April 1st. The average residential customer would save $1.68 a month, and a small commercial customer $5.06 a month. A Hempstead man arrested in July of 2014 on charges of stealing $24,000 of property belonging to the city of College Station, then evading arrest, reached a plea agreement last week. According to a news release from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 48-year-old Marlon Bryant was sentenced to 26 years in prison. The length of the punishment was due to Bryant's criminal history. Bryant admitted to entering a city-owned storage building and taking a trailer loaded with a riding mower and side-by-side ATV. After Bryant escaped arrest, police found his wallet in the driver's seat of the getaway truck. He was found 3 months later. Governor Greg Abbott sent a letter to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board calling for immediate action to address and ensure the safety of Texas's college campuses following the Parkland, Florida high school shooting. Blinn College's Chief of Police and Emergency Management Coordinator John Chancellor says President Mary Hensley budgeted extra money for campus security well before the Florida shooting. He also says Governor Abbott's letter asked all public junior college districts to make satisfactory progress toward completion of their safety and security audits, which are due by September 15th.
We'll be done hopefully by the end of May.
Chancellor says Blinn College is in compliance with the governor's current requirements, and they continuously look for better ways to improve campus safety. For those of us in town during spring break, a traffic advisory from the city of College Station. Southwest Parkway will be closed at Welburn Road today through Saturday for repairs. While detours will be in place, motorists are advised to seek alternate routes. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 45 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 17th, it's toxic plants in pastures and rangeland. Consuming toxic plants can be a problem for livestock. This class will help you identify and control toxic plants and recognize symptoms in your livestock. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning, 710, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. Brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here we go.
High pressure in control, lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures up to 60 to 65 later this afternoon. Overnight skies will be clear. Lows are going to drop down to about 40. We have high pressure off to our north. Sun for much of tomorrow. There'll be a few clouds here and there. Highs near 65. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will drop down to about 40. High pressure is forecast to remain in control of the weather through Wednesday. High 65 to 70 with sunshine. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops is going dancing. They are headed to the NCAA tournament for the second time in 3 years. Coach Billy Kennedy after the selection show last night.
Obviously, we're excited to be in the tournament, play a really good team in Providence who just lost the championship game to Villanova in the tournament. Don't know a whole lot about their team, just know they're tough, and I know their coach, Ed Cooley, has done a great job there.
Well, Providence is pretty dang good. I think Coach already knew that. So we'll cover the matchup against Providence. Also talk a little bit more just about the selection. Over on the women's side, the ladies find out tonight where they will be seated in the NCAA tournament. All signs are pointing that they will be going dancing. So we'll talk about that as well as over the past weekend, Aggie baseball and softball. NCAA Indoor Championships were in town. All that more coming up in sports.
I love March Madness. The only place where you'll ever hear the phrase, Kansas is advancing.
There you go.
Oh, Bill Maher.
Yes. Did a little baseball on Saturday.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Weather was ideal. And I don't know, I'm one of those guys who prefers like a 5-3 ball game.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. We're a little bit of offense.
But you really had to stay for a while.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Lots of bubbles.
Well, there were the people right in front of us did like the bubble machine. They had one going on there. But, 19 runs or something. Got a grand slam. That was pretty cool.
19-1.
Yeah. But, again, just ideal weather to be out there at the old ballpark.
It was a little windy yesterday, a little cool,
a little
on the cool side, but overall wasn't bad.
It's cool out right now.
It is.
45.
Yeah, now, but by the end of the week, I mean, this looks very, very promising. We'll have sunshine for the first 3 days, which is great. Now, we may have to trade a little sunshine, but, I mean, Thursday, they're saying 72.
All right.
Friday, 78. And then Saturday, 82, and probably about the same thing on Sunday.
Saturday's St. Patty's Day, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get out our green beer stories and do that in just a little while. Happy birthday to the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
They were called the Girls Guides when they started.
Girl
back
Guides.
In
the GGs.
12, that's right. All right, so let's see. So with that in mind, got a chart for the most popular cookies per state.
Okay.
And, you know, overall, the most popular cookie would be your Thin Mints. A lot of people like
them.
Yeah.
Especially west of the Rockies. They're pretty much a solid band over there. But not in Texas and Louisiana and New Mexico. No, we like those, what are they called?
Samoas.
Yeah. Because here's the deal. I mean, quite honestly, you can get chocolate mint cookies anytime. And you can get, I don't know, like the peanut butter cookies anytime.
But I don't know what is equivalent to a Thin Mint that's available all the time.
Oh, no, well, like, sure.
I mean, sure, there's mint like Oreos. Mint Oreos. Yeah, but it's a little different. Yeah.
But Samoas, there's nothing like them.
True, yeah. They're very unique. What? I still just think it's weird. I'm a big Samoa fan, but I feel like a lot of people are anti-coconut.
Yep.
And so I'm always surprised that it takes the cake as most popular cookies sometimes.
Well, so, I think the chocolate kind of takes out the coconut in some ways.
Is that it? I mean, you like get in their face and say, what's wrong with coconut? Huh?
Yeah.
but predominantly it's the Thin Mint things and then the Samoas and that's pretty much it when it comes to U.S. America.
Okay.
See, which makes you think about what are those Savannah things called?
Yeah.
Savannah Sandy. See?
Oh, yeah.
They're going, hey, think about us.
Hey, over here, hey.
Yeah, that's us.
True.
Right, yeah.
One of the ones I tried this year, I think they're just called Thank Yous, and they're shortbread, but half of them are dipped in fudge.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And those are really tasty.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's
so.
Didn't Keebler come up with that first?
Did they? I don't know. They're called what?
Thank Yous.
Okay.
Thank Yous.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That worked.
No,
our fearless leader, Ben Downs, has texted into the text line.
No, wait, he's not even in the office
today. I know, but he just wanted to let us know that it's 34 in Washington, D.C. with snow, and his luggage with his coat was tagged and sent to Boise, Idaho.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
That was included on his email from last night, too.
Yeah, okay. His bag got tagged incorrectly.
Now let me see. He flies probably into Reagan, and I don't know. I think that's DCA is what that is.
Oh, okay. Now we're doing the logistics.
But I mean, how did you write that wrong? Because nowadays they don't write them; it's printed by computer.
Right. Right. Huh. Yeah, I'm not. I didn't save that email. Yeah.
Well, he said apparently he got swapped with some man named Mr. Delgado.
There we go.
So Downs and Delgado. Yeah, it's easy to get those two confused.
So Mr. Delgado doesn't have his bag either.
Correct.
Is that it?
Probably.
He's like area man.
Right.
He should write a note on a piece of tape and stick it on the front and say, "Hey, Mr. Delgado, good to meet you."
Yeah.
Or not meet you, sure. Or whatever. So anyhow.
Someone else texted in and said Keebler has a not as thin mint knockoff, and it is also great in the freezer.
And so how did they text us?
They texted us by using their text message function on their cell phone.
<Did they? laughs>
You can text us your news tips, your cookie suggestions, anything you'd like to 979-695-1620, powered by citibankonline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
And thanks to the city with a Y of College Station for going ahead and inconveniencing your citizens during spring break with their road work that they're doing.
Well, yeah, because students are gone.
Yeah. Sure. Would you rather them do it whenever all the kids are here?
No, we don't want Chip and Buffy to get angry.
I avoid Welburn and Southwest Parkway anyway.
There's not any reason to be over there.
Except for that new Whataburger.
Well, but there's another one in town. I'm starting to find parts of town I'm just going, I'm not going there.
I know. If I don't have
to be there, I'm not going there.
Did you have to drive by? Did you take Welburn when you were going to the ball game, or did you, did you go around?
Let me see. No, actually, I was going into to Bryan to pick up my kiddo, and then we drove in from the Bryan side. So that way he came into town just to watch Aggie baseball.
Oh,
so
cool.
We wanted to do that.
Yeah, it was a father-son thing.
That's exactly right. It was father-son and grandson.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, yeah, three generations. So,
yeah, it was.
All the Delucias.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to do that. And again, so the weather was just right for that.
That's cool.
But nonetheless, more traffic. That's fine. That's what we're here for.
I know.
Just so we can be convenient for the students. Hey, no winner on Friday night in the Mega, so they're waiting with the $318 million for you if you want to do that.
It's mine.
How about on Saturday? Powerball's going to be $420.
Woo!
Hey, dude, wow, it's going to be like $420, man.
I wish they could go ahead and tell you exactly how much.
Scott's the one who brings that up.
Yeah.
$420, man.
Hey, he was around.
It's my lucky number.
Scott was around in the 60s.
That's right, man, exactly. Anyway, go ahead. You're saying.
Well, no. I just wish they could just give you the number with tax already deducted. Wouldn't that be nice?
I got it.
It's big.
Or they could just tell you what you're going to end up with.
Yeah.
Well, either way, it's a chunk of change.
It's 187. If you got 318, it comes out to 187 million. And I didn't write down what 420 was.
But wait, anyways, you got 320. It comes down to 187.
318 comes down to 187.
So almost 50% goes to taxes.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
Dude, when you start making money, your tax rate, I mean, memorize. Oh, it's going to be like 42%.
Right. I forgot we punish people for making money.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's, you know, and then the other deal is, I think in California, there's an additional tax on lottery winnings.
Mm.
So, once again, one more reason why would you want to live there?
I saw some kind of crap that was on Twitter, I guess, the other day. It was talking about how California is the greatest economy in the U.S. and how California is propping the U.S. economy up.
Really?
We'll tell that all the people moving to Austin.
Yep. So that's in South by Southwest.
That's going on in Austin. Crazy.
Speaking of that, Ready Player One, that's Steven Spielberg's new movie. Won't be out for a couple of weeks, but got a standing ovation last night when it debuted at the South by Southwest Film Festival. No word on the plot, but at least the Black Panther phenomenon will finally have died out by then. Hey, I saw Get Out this weekend.
Oh.
Did you?
I did three things. I did that. I saw the baseball game.
Okay.
Get Out, and then had a Paloma. Is that what
you
that
had
called?
A Paloma?
I did.
How did you like it?
Well, it was good because I like grapefruit juice.
Okay.
So it was all right.
Cool.
I don't know that I'll get another one, but I've had.
I binge watched the second season of Jessica Jones on Netflix, and it was really good. I liked it better than the first season. So if you're a Jessica Jones fan, check it out.
I watched Wind River.
What is that?
So it's with Jeremy Renner. It came out, I guess, last fall, maybe. It's about a guy who is basically a professional hunter. He's up in the Wyoming territory.
And there's
a murder that happens on a reservation.
Ooh.
Did you like
in
it?
Wyoming? I did.
Okay.
Cool. I did. Well, it's the same guy who wrote Hell or High Water.
Okay. All right. Okay. No, I've heard good things about that. I just couldn't relate to the name of the movie, I heard
and
that.
The writer's from Texas. He's also an actor. He was in Sons of Anarchy, actually, but... He's from Texas, and he incorporates a lot of Texas stuff.
Oh.
Like one of the songs, I think, in the movie was actually Turnpike Troubadours, who aren't from Texas, but it's a Texas country kind of band, Red Dirt Band. But yeah, no. I highly recommend it.
Okay, that's good. Well, I told my son I watched Get Out, and he looked at he's a coach, and he looked at me and he said, my kids have watched that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well,
how was it?
Well, I really I enjoyed the movie.
Okay.
One of the things I really enjoyed about it, of course, it was the first movie that Peele has ever directed. I guess he wrote the screenplay, too.
Mm-hmm.
But there won't be a sequel.
Okay.
I guarantee you there won't be a sequel to this, which I kind of like, and it's kind of refreshing. There's no very little CGI in it. And
My favorite was his buddy, his best friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great part for that guy, whoever he is. I don't know who he is, and I guess we'll learn about them as a matter of fact.
He was the comedic relief.
He was. Then they needed a little. All right, so the eyes have your attention from the moment that you meet someone. But how much you are trusted may be as simple as being born with brown eyes. Research now reveals the reason behind our biases toward trusting brown-eyed people more than those of any other eye color. Researchers in Australia said the study used personality questionnaires in their work, which revealed that dark-eyed Northern Europeans are more agreeable and less competitive
interesting.
Than their lighter-eyed counterparts.
Huh.
The darker a North European's eye color, the more likely they are to be altruistic, sympathetic to others, and eager to help. Conversely, lighter-eyed people, U.S. Americans, Aryans, those kind of people, they are competitive, egocentric, and skeptical of other intentions.
I have brown eyes.
Okay, there you are.
Yeah.
So
they're not super dark, but they're brown.
But again, so all that tells me is if a confidence man has brown eyes, he or she will be more successful.
Yeah, that's true.
That explains a lot.
Unfortunate. I mean, it really is. It's an unfortunate situation that it happens to be that way. International House of Pancakes, you know who they are.
IHOP.
Not just for food anymore. IHOP has announced a new line of clothing called Pancake Wear.
Pancake
really?
Wear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it's a good deal because the proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network.
Oh, yeah.
But they will be a line of breakfast-themed lounge pants.
Okay, well, because what else will you wear to IHOP?
Right.
Yep, onesies
mm-hmm.
and socks for kids and adults. Now, okay, now the way
great.
That it's written, It says the line will feature breakfast-themed lounge pants, onesies, and socks for kids and adults. Now, are the socks for kids and adults?
They're,
are the lounge pants for kids and adults? Are the onesies for kids and adults?
They're all. So wow. The three pieces of adult and child-sized clothing.
Oh, you
clothing.
Looked it up?
Oh, yeah.
You?
Well, I wanted to see.
Okay. Chelsea's going to buy this story.
Mm-hmm. Wow. They're light blue, and they have pancakes, bacon, over easy eggs, and cups of coffee, and the mugs say IHOP on them.
Okay, now here's a
that's the pants and the onesie.
All right, so here's a question for you.
Sure.
If you got a onesie, you're taller than average.
I know.
So does that end up like your ankles show and that kind of thing? How does that
work? Yeah, what do they do for giants?
You know, yeah, giants, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, at least you can get yours hemmed.
Right.
It's a lot harder for me. So
might
usually
that'd be fine.
Usually I pass on onesies
to stretch them out.
They're a little bit more difficult to measure.
But I mean, yeah,
but the socks are kind of nifty.
Okay, stretch them out is a good point, because then if you go in like your lounge pants, they are. I mean, those are going to be comfortable.
Oh my gosh, an adult onesie is $85.
Yeah, these aren't cheap.
Absolutely not.
Pants are $39.
Wow.
Oh.
And the socks are $15. I get it. It's going to Children's Miracle Network, but
it's a lot that's going to
children. Man, yeah.
All right. Well, anyhow, if you want to do that, and, you know, what the heck, be the only one in IHOP who's dressed that way.
Yeah, send us a pic.
Yeah, if you do that, do share the picture.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust, because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather. 726 is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Well, going to be a little chilly today, but we're going to get some sunshine. It's the north winds that make the difference. We'll be up to 64, but winds out of the north at 10 to 15. Probably have maybe the same thing tomorrow, then the wind lays down a little bit. But high tomorrow, 66, about the same thing for Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we're up to 72, and by Friday, we're at 78, and we're in the 80s this weekend. Right now, winds out of the north at 10. Chill factor is 40. We have fair skies and 45.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit United Ag and Turf.com.
Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A couple of weeks ago, Minister Louis Farrakhan, Calypso Louis, spoke at a Nation of Islam event on his favorite topic, the Jews. He told his audience that powerful Jews are his enemy. He said the Jews are responsible for all the filth and degenerate behavior that Hollywood's putting out, turning men into women and women into men. So in addition to disliking Jews, Farrakhan doesn't look kindly on transgenders either. And then he issued a warning. Farrakhan has pulled the cover off the eyes of the satanic Jew, and I'm here to say, your time is up, Farrakhan said. Your world is through. You good Jews had better separate, because the satanic ones will take you to hell with them, because that's where they're headed. Now, if you're familiar with the career of Calypso Louis, none of this is surprising. It's nothing you haven't heard before from him. What's also no surprise is how little coverage these remarks got in the drive-by media. Tamika Mallory, co-founder of Women's March Organization, attended the event and later went on social media to praise Farrakhan as the greatest of all time, the feminazi babe. Quite a few elected Democrats, including many congressional Black Caucasians, have long-standing ties to Farrakhan. They will not condemn anything he says. Nothing new there either. But they're liberals, which means they'll never get called out on this. But you have a meeting with David Duke and see what happens to you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The week after the College Station City Council approved paperwork that will mean lower natural gas rates, the Bryan City Council takes its turn. The two cities are in different groups that negotiate with Atmos Energy. A special meeting of the Bryan City Council is being held tomorrow at noon to consider the Atmos offer of lowering customer bills.
In the cities where we have franchises, again, we're going to get those tax cuts passed on to the ratepayers and the folks that live in those towns. Totally separate from anything to do with natural gas rates and things of that nature.
Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy says savings from lowering the tax rate from 35% to 21% are being passed on to the customer. According to the city of Bryan, the average residential customer will save $1.68 a month and a small commercial customer $5.06 a month. The reduced rates, if approved by the council, could begin as soon as April 1st. At least 4 of 10 College Station School District elementary campuses are getting new principals. Superintendent Clark Ely announced 3 current elementary principals are taking new assignments effective at the end of the school year. The domino starts at Riverbend Elementary, which will open in the fall of 2019. Robin Jones, the principal at Rock Prairie since July 2014, is moving to CSISD's 10th Elementary campus. Taking over at Rock Prairie is Jeff Duran, the principal at Creekview the past 4 years, and taking over at Creekview is Annette Rohrback, who has been the principal at Pebble Creek the last 8 years. The search is underway to fill the vacancy at Pebble Creek. Dr. Ely says internal and external candidates will be considered. Another citizen's report of suspicious activity to College Station police has led to another arrest.
This took place Friday afternoon in an apartment complex in the area of Southwest Parkway in Anderson. Officers were requested to issue criminal trespass warnings to 3 men who are not residents because they were driving around the property. According to the arrest report, when the car was stopped, the officer smelled marijuana. That led to a search of the car and the discovery of a purse reported stolen in a vehicle burglary. The purse contained all the victim's credit cards and a ring. The driver told police he found the purse and the credit cards on the side of the road. The officer, who did not believe the driver and who also found property reported stolen in Bryan, arrested 17-year-old Quindarius Jackson of Hearn for misdemeanor theft. Five Bryan police officers and a Brazos County deputy constable responded to a disturbance on the city's north side Friday afternoon. A Caldwell man was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon, and Burleson County charges of bail jumping and assault. 46-year-old James Spain's accused of threatening to kill a man who yelled at him for peeling out of a driveway in the area of Highway 21 and the freeway. Officers found a large .38-caliber revolver belonging to Spain buried in his friend's backyard. The fully loaded handgun, according to the arrest report, was in a concealed carry holster. That was in a plastic bag in a freshly dug hole covered by a spare tire. A Friday night crash at Texas and Villa Maria did not involve any injuries, but Bryan police arrested the driver who was not at fault for driving with an invalid license of three prior convictions. According to online records, it's the 22nd time that 41-year-old Anthony Williams of College Station has been in jail, but the first in the last 4.5 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Brazos County District Court jury last week convicted and sentenced one of four Freestone County men who prosecutors say robbed and threatened to kill a College Station marijuana dealer more than 4 years ago. According to the district attorney's office, the jury imposed a 15-year prison term for 27-year-old Ivan McWilliams of Teague. McWilliams, who was on probation at the time of the holdup, was eligible for parole. One of the co-defendants, 24-year-old Levi Carroll Jones, testified at the trial. Jones is serving a 12-year sentence. A third co-defendant, 25-year-old Devontae Owens, is on probation. And prosecutors say Owens was in the getaway car at the time of the robbery and threats. The fourth person has never been identified. 2 weeks after the Parkland, Florida shooting, Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent a letter to colleges in the state ordering immediate action to ensure safety on campuses. Blinn College's Chief of Police and Emergency Management Coordinator John Chancellor says the letter asks that all public junior college districts are in compliance with school safety audits and multi-hazard emergency operations plans.
That report was turned in to the Texas School Safety Center, and Blinn is in compliance with that letter. We'll begin working on the 2018 report, which covers the last 3 years, within the next week or two, probably right after spring break.
Chief Chancellor says well before the Florida shooting, Blinn's president, Dr. Mary Hensley, budgeted extra money to enhance security at all of Blinn's campuses. He also believes there's a mental health proponent that does not always get mentioned.
I think it has been since this last shooting, and I think that we have a behavioral intervention team set up for the Blinn College, and that's something that we're active in, both on the police side and the faculty and staff side.
Chancellor says they continuously look for new ways to harden campus safety. WTAW News Time, it's 7:37. It's 45 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, it's 7:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast roof, world's best roof. Give them a call to 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure and control, lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures up to 60 to 65 later this afternoon. Overnight skies will be clear. Lows are going to drop down to about 40. We have high pressure off to our north. Sun for much of tomorrow. There'll be a few clouds here and there. Highs near 65. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will drop down to about 40. High pressure is forecast to remain in control of the weather through Wednesday, high 65 to 70 with sunshine. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops is headed back to the NCAA tournament for the first time in two seasons. Big man Tyler Davis, who was there for the Aggies' big Sweet 16 run in 2015-16, says he doesn't know much about the first-round opponent Providence, but he's looking forward to the challenge.
Nothing really. I mean, I've seen them play a couple times, but as far as scouting and stuff, I don't know anything. But I'm excited to get to know them and go out there and get a game in.
And we'll hear a little bit from head man Billy Kennedy coming up as well. Also, the Aggie women will be finding out where they're going to be seated tonight. So we should talk a little bit about that. And the selection show for NCAA women's baseball and softball also in action this past weekend. They'll go along with the NCAA indoor championships in track and field. All that more coming up in sports.
It's time for your NCAA March Madness bracket tip of the day. Phoned in daily from an anonymous source and location.
If I were going to put a stamp of approval on my bracket, it would have a paw print on it.
God, all right, there you go. Good. Okay.
Paw print.
Helping you out there.
There's so many choices.
You're right.
There's so many choices. There's so many big cat and large animal choices.
Paws.
Yeah. Paws, mm-hmm. Yeah.
After your next sports, we'll do the NCAA song for this year.
I mean, you could even say Texas A&M has a paw print from Reveille.
No. Yeah, right, sure. Okay. Anyway, all 68 teams in 46 seconds. We'll have this. That's
all right.
Just a little while. So, if you have a friend who's really stressed
Zach,
out.
Zach, you're out. Go ahead.
Okay. If you have a
what? Wait, what?
If you have a friend, I said, Zach, don't worry about listening to the rest of the
interview. Oh, because I don't have any friends.
There you go.
Wow, you're just full of jokes
right
this morning,
you
aren't
bet.
You?
So anyhow.
My coffee's finally kicking
mm-hmm.
in.
If you've got a friend who's stressed out, maybe kind of hanging out with somebody else would be a good idea.
Yeah.
See, because their stress
is going to cause you to stress.
Yes. Apparently. A new study out of Canada says that stress is contagious.
I can see that.
Yes.
I'm more so just, it's not that I get stressed. I get annoyed that they're stressed, which I guess then does stress me out.
Right.
Maybe.
Well, yes, I think that's probably right. I know somebody who's that way, and they're stressed all the time.
Oh, nope. Mm-mm.
And, you know, we don't need to be in a situation where we're just on the edge all the time.
You know what stresses me out is people who talk really, really fast.
Oh,
so
is
like
that
when
right?
I was well, I mean, because you feel like you're going 90 to nothing, right? So
right.
You're like all amped up when somebody's talking really quickly, and
it gets you like anxious.
Yeah, and obviously that interview with Jimbo Fisher, he talks really fast.
Yeah.
So if you're doing a one-on-one with Jimbo,
you
got to
be
like,
ready for the next question.
Yeah,
bam.
You got to be on your toes. And I do this show for a living, and yet I still it's still crazy.
and that he finishes the question, you're still looking down at the paper.
I'm like,
okay.
Let me see what else Scott wants me to ask.
Well, and you're also coming from a coach in Kevin Sumlin
who
spoke very slow.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about
lots
that anymore.
Lots of pauses.
Hey, talking about your coffee a minute ago, teenage girl in Arizona ordering from a Starbucks drive-thru on horseback.
Oh.
There you go.
Caspin.
Okay.
Her name is Caspin.
They give Texas a bad rap.
Her name is
Caspin.
Aspen Klein. And she lives in Arizona, so she, probably needs to be, you know, in Colorado. She's 14.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute. We have 14-year-olds who are going in and getting juiced up on Starbucks.
Yeah, that's how they get you started.
They have non-caffeine options.
They do, but you know
but
what?
You know she was getting a venti frappuccino with extra whip.
Exactly. So she rode her horse through the drive-thru on
Does
Saturday.
She have a cup holder?
It was her birthday. You know, that's a great question. As she approached the window, employees turned her away for safety reasons.
What?
Safety?
Yeah.
What?
Aspen's mom later posted about the incident on Bookface. And so as a result, or on Facebook, too, Starbucks reached out. Oh, Starbucks reached out.
Yeah.
As you know they would. The girl said that she had been waiting to do this for probably, she says, 4 years.
Forever.
She ordered a frap.
I knew it. Extra whip, extra drizzle.
There you go.
I did have a friend who got in trouble for riding his bike through the Wendy's drive-thru. It was near our house. Like, it was a Wendy's that was close to our house.
Yeah.
And because he grew up in the same neighborhood as me.
Right.
And, you know, at certain hours of the night, you know, just the drive-thru was open.
Oh, I was about to say, why didn't he just go in? But that makes sense.
Yeah. No, they were, I think it was, or he just liked to ride his bike through it. I don't know. But he got turned away eventually.
So the spokesperson for the overpriced coffee company said, while the drive-thru is intended for motor vehicles, if a customer has a special request, we ask them to give us a call beforehand. Of course.
Well, where is there a law that it has to be a motorized vehicle, as long as it's a vehicle, right?
It's their store. They can do what they want.
True.
That's true.
Her making a phone call while riding her horse to the overpriced coffee place would be pretty
cool.
I'm
just saying.
I've walked through a drive-thru at Taco Bell once.
And ordered something?
Is there
really?
Is there more?
Well, no, I was not intoxicated.
This wasn't the one near Northgate,
no,
was
minute,
it? Yeah, that's
wait
no,
minute.
It wasn't.
Did we say anything?
Oh, is
about
there
that?
More to the story,
that's
Chelsea?
All? That's all?
There is more to the story.
Okay.
So I was in an RV. We RV'd to the College World Series one summer,
okay.
And so I think we were probably either on our way to Omaha or in Omaha. I can't remember, but
okay.
We really wanted Taco Bell, and you can't get the RV through the drive-thru.
Sure.
So we walked. My friend Ashley and I, we walked, and we had to get the car behind us to like get close enough to trigger the the drive-through, you know,
okay.
So they knew we were there. But yeah, they didn't turn us away. They let us order again because only the drive-through was open at the time. It was like, you know, 10, 11 p.m. And so the inside was already closed.
So now was it a deal where rock, paper, scissors and you lost and you had to do this?
No, we both.
Group,
we know. We know. It was
volunteered.
Like it was her grandfather and her uncle that were with us.
Okay.
And so.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
so
right.
Ashley and I, we really wanted Taco Bell, so we walked through. But I can see for safety reasons why walking through the drive-thru is not usually allowed.
Getting okay. bumped.
Had her grandfather ever had anything from Taco Bell?
No. Probably.
No? Oh, okay, all right. Well, I just didn't know if that was necessarily anything that you knew.
Oh,
and
no.
Then, you know, how do you introduce a person to Taco Bell for the first time? What in the world would you give
you
them?
You want some Mexican
sure,
food?
I'm sure Sammy had some Taco Bell
okay.
before.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, though, that would be a...
I don't know about Taco Bell in Nebraska.
Yeah. Well,
who knows what that
but
is?
No, that's the whole success. No, that's the whole success.
It's constant.
Yeah. What? We're not saying anything about quality. What we're saying is
consistency.
That's what you're looking
right.
for.
Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced Elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the Elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Remember when you and your spouse were first married? Those were beautiful days for your relationship. You talked every night and had fun every weekend. You scheduled the demands of life around the time you spent with each other. Well, things have changed. Now you're a parent, and your marriage has slid down the priority list. Every moment is busy with your children, dirty diapers, sports practice, dentist appointments, school programs, and the list goes on. Your home has become child-focused. A child-focused home seems like a good idea because parenting is one of the most important jobs in your life. Children require a lot from mom and dad. They need your attention, your affection, and your affirmation. They need you to be engaged in their lives. But if everything, including your marriage, revolves around your children, your home is out of balance. The desire to be a great parent becomes counterproductive when it overshadows your desire to be a great spouse. A strong marriage is one of the greatest gifts you can offer your children. It's the foundation of their stability and confidence in life, and will benefit them throughout their lives. Protect your marriage. Love one another. Serve one another. Make time for your spouse, even while you're working hard to raise your children together. Secure, confident children don't come from child-focused homes. They're the result of marriage-focused homes. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
Want to look good? Salt-based water softeners can make skin and hair silky smooth. Want to feel good? Salt makes muscles strong and keeps your brain healthy. And of course, salt makes meals nice and tasty. Salt can also de-ice roads for driver safety. It's easy to forget, salt is at our service all day, every day. So let's celebrate during World Salt Awareness Week. Visit worldsaltawarenessweek.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:51. For the second time in 3 years, Fightin' Texas Aggie men's basketball is going dancing. The guys have been selected as a seventh seed for this year's NCAA tournament. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the selection show last night.
Obviously, we're excited to be in the tournament, play a really good team in Providence who just lost the championship game to Villanova in the tournament. Don't know a whole lot about their team, just know they're tough, and I know their coach, Ed Cooley's done a great job there, and it'll be a physical war. I just expect that Big East basketball.
Now, Coach, talking about the 10th-seeded Friars, big man Tyler Davis admits he doesn't know much about Providence, but says he's looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them play a couple times, but as far as scouting and stuff, I don't know anything. But I'm excited to get to know them and go out there and get a game in.
Tip-off is slated for Friday morning at 11:15 in Charlotte. Broadcast will be right here on WTAW. The four number one seeds in this year's tournament are Virginia, Villanova, Kansas, and Xavier. The Cavaliers, Cincinnati, Tennessee, and Arizona are the top four seeds in the South region, while the Wildcats, Purdue, Texas Tech, and Wichita State head the East. The Jayhawks are followed by Duke, Michigan State, and Auburn in the Midwest, and the West region has the Musketeers just ahead of North Carolina, Michigan, and Gonzaga. The 14th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team will find out its NCAA fate tonight. The Maroon and White are hoping to get in as a four seed and host the first two rounds in College Station. The selection show begins at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Well, it was a great weekend for Aggie baseball and softball. The 8th-ranked guys capped off a sweep of Long Beach State yesterday with a 5-1 win at a windy Bluebell Park. With a perfect week under their belt, Coach Rob Childers says things can't get much better.
Well, it was a great week. I mean, a 5-0 week, you can't be any better than that. Two hard-fought contests in the middle of the week, a Friday night fight, and against Long Beach. Overwhelmed them offensively yesterday and very businesslike approach today. And again, looks like every game started on the mound. Mitchell Kilcaney was outstanding and got us off to an amazing start. Was super efficient. We scored early and didn't give them any hope as the game went along.
And so it was a three-game sweep for the guys. Meanwhile, across the road, the seventh-ranked ladies had no problem taking three from number 17 Ole Miss. Excuse me. The Aggies shut out the Rebels twice on the weekend, including a 2-0 win yesterday. A world record performance in the 4x400 relay helped propel the Texas A&M men's track and field team to a fifth place showing at this weekend's NCAA Indoor Championships. Now, the Aggie women totaled 17 points in trying for 10th place in the meet, which Texas A&M has hosted the last 2 years. The second-ranked Texas A&M men's golf team wrapped up play at the General Hackler Championship yesterday, finishing as runner-up at the Dunes Golf and Beach Club. Sophomore Dan Erickson led the Aggs in the event, finishing with a share of fourth place at 3 over par. In the NBA, Chris Paul scored 24 points and dished out 12 assists as the James Harden-less Rockets bowled over the Mavericks 105-82 last night in Dallas. Eric Gordon led all scorers with 26 points in the win.
We just got to play collectively together as a group, and we played very good defense, and offensively wasn't going for us in the first half, but we really got it going in the second half, and we just played good, really good basketball.
Gordon and the Rockets will look to keep the good times rolling tonight when they return home to host the San Antonio Spurs at 7. Out on the ice, former star Jamie Oleksiak found the net to lead the Pittsburgh Penguins past Dallas last night 3-1. The Stars fall to 38-25-6 on the year and have now dropped four of their last six. And Tiger Woods came up just shy of his first PGA victory in 5 years, finishing one stroke behind Paul Casey at this weekend's Valspar Championship. Now, it marked Casey's first PGA win since the 2009 Houston Open. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 GMC Yukon XL, only $499 a month. Now, my mom, back in the day, had a big old car. She used to put all of us in it and drive us around. This is that kind of car. Again, a 2015 GMC Yukon XL, $499 a month. Team Ford of Navasota, go check them out on Highway 6. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your sports update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 17th, it's toxic plants in pastures and rangeland. Consuming toxic plants can be a problem for livestock. This class will help you identify and control toxic plants and recognize symptoms in your livestock. This week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Man in England forgot to pay his electric bill 1 month, received a second bill for $3.5 trillion.
Trillion, with a
yep.
T.
After refusing to return the man's phone calls, the media got involved, and the gas company finally admitted they made a mistake.
Oh, you don't say.
They say it was a computer mix-up, which means that somebody out there has a $3.5 trillion bill. Is it like Mr. Down's luggage that ended up going to the wrong place? He was supposed to get it and went someplace else?
It's a little different. Yeah, just a tad.
Strange new attraction is on display at the Cameron Park Zoo. That's in Waco, Texas. A two-headed rat snake was unveiled.
Oh.
Yeah, serpent has two identical, fully functional heads and can eat with both. The zoo's animal director says that rat snakes can live for 25 years and grow to be 5 feet long.
Oh, they're twins.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah,
right
that's
there.
Sweet.
Dumb and dumber.
They've got each other's back all the time.
All right, so here we go. This is it. This is the entire field. 68 teams in 46 seconds for March Madness.
Blue Devils, Red Raiders, Blackbirds, Crimson Tide, Bonnies, Bruins, Bulls, Two, Bison, and the Buckeyes, Rams, Raiders, Ramblers, Racers, Red Triggers, Razorbacks, Briars, Titans, Gales, Boilermakers, and Lumberjacks, Jayhawks, Jackrabbits, Eagles, Gators, Shockers, Sooners, Seminoles, Quakers, Thundering Herd, Two Aggies, Longhorns, take a deep breath, there's 35 more. Four Tigers, two Cougars, Panthers, five Wildcats, Horned Frogs, Tar Heels, Eagles, and two Wolfpack Bearcats, two Bulldogs, Musketeers, and Blue Jays, Orange Grizzlies, Wolverines, Hurricanes, Highlanders, and Volunteers, a couple of Spartans, Mountaineers, Hokies, Pirates, Cavaliers, add the Aztecs, and complete your brackets. It's March Madness.
There you go.
Woo! That's beautiful.
68-48. So there are five teams that have the name Wildcats. There are five Wildcats.
Oh, wow. Lots of paws.
Villanova, yeah. Kentucky. Those are two off the top of my head. Yeah, Davidson.
Yeah.
So there's three.
Yeah, there's two Aggies, which is kind of unusual.
Ooh, was it New Mexico? Or is it Utah State or New Mexico State?
No, New Mexico State. Yeah. So now, and I saw that the Dallas Regional has Texas Tech and SFA.
Yeah, in the first round.
Which is really pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means that people are, oh, well, it's spring break at SFA probably, right?
So their fans actually get to go.
Yeah, they're already out there. Run and play at SFA. That's what we used to say back in the day. All right, so did you adjust okay to this time thing? Is it a deal?
Yeah, Chelsea, how are we doing?
I'm feeling okay. I went to bed later than I wanted to last night. I just wasn't tired, but I also kind of just lounged all day, so that might have been part of it. But
I took a nap yesterday afternoon after I got back from the ballpark.
Just to adjust.
Probably not smart.
Yeah, I didn't.
But
I feel okay right now. I feel like maybe midweek it'll be harder.
A quarter of the people say that it takes 3 to 5 days. 19% said it takes a day. 16% says 2 days.
I would say 2 days.
17%
to adjust.
Yeah, 17% of us say it takes more than a week to adjust.
I'm telling you, last year for me it did.
Well,
but hoping this year, fingers crossed, it's not as bad.
What's different?
She's older and wiser.
Well, I've been on the show longer too.
That's it.
Yeah. Last year it was fairly new.
All that stuff was new.
Well, this is my first time on the show, and we've done the spring forward. I'm fine.
Okay.
Well, we'll see how you are tomorrow. We'll see. Right now,
I'm a quick learner.
Yeah. All right, it's 45 right now. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station Bryant.
A plan for safer schools. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The president wants to see Congress act now.
In the meantime, the education secretary is taking the lead, heading up a commission. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The White House is pledging help from the Justice Department for training armed teachers, but the president has dropped an idea he had touted earlier about raising the age limit to 21 to purchase semi-automatic weapons. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos will lead that commission to explore other proposals for confronting school violence.
Every state and every community is going to do this slightly differently, but we're going to advance ways in which school